time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over the Dolphins.
Okay, thanks for being here. I hope it was entertaining and fun. Couldn't be more proud of this football team. Couldn't be more proud of the fans, man. Our fans were there. They were into it. It was loud. It was loud from the opening bell, even with the adversity early in the game. Our fans didn't blink, okay? They did a great job. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the team. I feel like I don't know if I've seen a more impressive performance in a game. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a season to date. And obviously, we have a lot more to do. We got a lot of work to do in front of us. But it's a mature football team, and they understand that. And they understand week to week that it's a one-week challenge. And I just think the way they've approached every single game this year, from the beginning on through, adversity, travel, quality of opponents we've had to play, to step up and play the way they had and to put an exclamation point on it, triple exclamation points on it with a performance like this, pretty much a well-rounded, perfect performance like that after the opening bell, even that, to bounce back from the beginning of the game the way they did, it says about who they are, and I just have so much respect for them. So what questions do you have?
Last week you called in Lamar Jackson's performance an MVP performance. What would you say of this performance in this season by him?
Yeah, I'd say it's even better. I mean, his performance was even better than last week, you know, and he played really a great football game. I mean, he played a perfect football game in terms of the passing game. He was on point. The pass protection was fantastic. I mean, that's a really good pass rush. I hope Chubb is okay. Be praying for him. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. He was a major contention for us. But our offensive line just played outstanding. The thing I want to mention, too, while I'm thinking about it, depth. The depth that we showed. We had a lot of guys out in this game. Coming off that physical game last week, guys that couldn't end up going, couldn't make it. For our corners, the way our corners stepped up the way they did, receivers like Bateman to come out and play the way he did. It was just a very impressive performance. Ben Cleveland came out and played great. And there's a spiritual depth to this team as well, okay, that underlines all that, you know, and I think that kind of where the real power comes from.
John, were you starting to consider contingency plans that corner there, especially when Worley went out?
Well, yeah, just play the guys you got. I mean, Darryl was back up for an emergency, so they told us if we had an emergency, he could go back in. So.
John, big play in the game, that fourth and seven in the 2 minute drill before halftime that you went for. What went into the decision to go for it at that point?
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt good about our offense, first of all. I mean, I felt like we were really doing some good things. And then the kick was tough. The wind was coming out of that end, and it was just going to be a real challenging kick. I thought we had at least as good a chance of making the fourth down as we probably did. I mean, Tuck's the best in the business. Tuck was already out there, you know. Did that surprise anybody? But and he probably would have made it, but we had a great chance, I thought, to get it and turn out to be the right call.
John, you've been down so many bodies in your running backs. I mean, with J.K. and Keaton being lost for the year, what do you make of, especially Justice today, kind of stepping out of his utility role and rising above in a couple different roles for you today?
Yeah, like we said, I mean, Justice is a starting running back too, you know, and he played that way. I mean, he was romping and stomping, man. I mean, just big play after big play. So impressive. He's that kind of back. I think you know, those guys kind of not took it personally so much as, but you know, they're great backs. Gus is a great back. How about Mel goes in at the end of the game and runs the ball the way he does, you know? And sometimes guys just work so hard. So many players in this league work so hard, and then, you know, an opportunity doesn't come. But when an opportunity comes to see guys step up the way they have, like Justice did and other guys have, it's just like, as a coach, man, it's just, that's everything.
What is it about long ball back in your offense, the connections?
Massively good. I mean, to me, that was kind of a part of it that we kept saying, if we can start hitting the deep ball, you know, we can make those big plays. That's gonna be a backbreaker, you know, and it turned out to be a backbreaker today. It was great to see.
John, what is it about this team? You know, you play next week, you've wrapped up the title. Have you given any thought to whether Lamar Jackson will play next week?
I've given a lot of thought to it, and it was all kind of hypothetical until just now. And I'm sure I'll talk to Lamar, and I'm sure he's going to want to play. But, you know, we're going to have to talk about that and decide what we want to do. You know, you can only take six players out of the equation. You know, and there's going to be injuries anyway. So, you know, it's not like the preseason. This is you're playing your team, except for whoever you end up taking out. So we just going to have the conversation. We have not made any decision there yet.
You mentioned the way you played against good teams. I mean, for the most part, you've not just won those games, you dominated those games. that sort of say about rising to the moment or whatever quality there is in this team for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not sure exactly how to define it, but I think you know it when you see it, right? And that's pretty remarkable what they did. I don't think it's ever been done in the history of the National Football League, what these guys have done in that sense. So it's amazing. It's something that they'll have for the rest of their careers. We all will. But there's a lot of work to be done still, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
John, how does it feel to have home field advantage secured through the AFC playoffs?
It feels great, you know. But you know, we're good on the road too, you know. But no, we won't. We like being here. I mean, our fans are incredible, you know, and it's a great place to be, and it's loud, and it's fun, and all that. But you know, you got to go play well. So between now and then, our focus is going to be on preparation and playing a great football game next Sunday against Pittsburgh coming in here. And then preparing for the first playoff game that we play in the divisional round and playing our best football in that game, that's everything we do is got to be locked in and focused toward that. And I know our guys are going to be looking at it that way.
Hold on, Mike. We'll do two more. Childs goes first. Go ahead, Childs.
Oh. That's true. And you look it.
I'm old enough. John, you just talked about home field. How crucial was it to earn that extra maybe couple of weeks of rest and recuperation for the guys that do need it?
It's going to be valuable. There's no doubt about it. I mean, our guys are going to keep working hard and preparing to be ready to play. They'll practice. They'll lift. They'll do all the things they got to do. But that extra week is going to be very valuable.
Can I go?
Yeah, you can go. Go ahead. You have permission to speak.
So what did you learn from 2019 when you had this? And do you call other coaches and talk to them and ask them any advice or suggestions for you?
I do. You know, I mean, Andy's my guy. It's kind of hard to call him, though, because he's also in the playoffs, so he probably didn't want to give me any good answers. I'll probably talk to Coach Belichick, you know. But really, I think you just got to talk to your guys. I mean, talk to guys like Roe, talk to guys like Lamar, and come up with a plan. And the biggest thing is going to be preparation, you know, just the way they prepare for that first game. That's it. We remember 19. I mean, it's not something we're going to forget, and it's going to be something that's going to – we're not going to take it for granted. Not that we ever would, but it's one more thing that kind of makes you who you are at this point in time. So we haven't forgotten that.
All right, thanks, Coach.